Hey everybody, Tom Fellows here with the New Horizon Drug Rehab Show, and today's show is called How to Transform Your Community Through 5 Prevention Steps. You know what's crazy? Most communities wait until problems become full-blown crises before taking action. It's like waiting for your car's engine to explode before getting an oil change. Today, I'm going to share 5 game-changing prevention steps that can transform any neighborhood from reactive to proactive. Step 1. Create a community health task force. Think of it like assembling your neighborhood's Avengers team. Get local healthcare providers, school administrators, and community leaders together. Here in Cincinnati, I watched a task force cut emergency room visits by 30% just by coordinating preventive care efforts. Step 2. Launch early education programs. Knowledge isn't just power, it's prevention. Start with simple health literacy programs in schools. Teach kids about nutrition, mental health, and substance abuse prevention. The bonus? Kids take this information home and educate their parents too. Step 3. Build support networks. Your community needs more connection points than a Wi-Fi router. Create walking groups, community gardens, and support circles. These aren't just feel-good activities. They're early warning systems that catch problems before they spiral. Step 4. Partner with local businesses. Get creative with this one. I've seen corner stores transform into healthy food hubs, and local gyms offer free community fitness classes. When businesses invest in prevention, everybody wins. Step 5. Measure and celebrate success. Keep track of your wins, no matter how small. Did attendance at prevention workshops increase? Did emergency calls decrease? These numbers tell your community's transformation story. Let me share a quick success story. The Pine Street neighborhood in Portland started with just one prevention initiative, a weekly health education booth at their farmers market. Within a year, they had cooking classes, exercise groups, and a mental health support network. Emergency room visits dropped by 25%, and substance abuse rates declined significantly. Here's your homework. Pick one of these 5 steps and start small. Maybe it's organizing a neighborhood walking group or starting a community garden. Prevention isn't about massive overhauls. It's about consistent, small actions that add up to big changes. Remember, every healthy community started with someone saying, "We can do better." Why not let that someone be you? This has been Tom Fellows with New Horizon Drug Rehab.